This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
3 more 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program live wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Our question, what is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola.
Alrighty, so I'm a dispatcher for a trucking company. And one day, it was just another dispatcher, myself, and the mechanic in the office. And these three men came in not uniform, they're in regular clothes, but they had badges. And they're like, hey, we're from Seattle Homicide we are a Seattle Homicide detective, and we need information on an employee. And we're like, well, that's weird. So we tried to get them in touch with HR, which is at a different office. And they said, no, we don't want to get them involved. We just need some information quickly. And so they showed us a picture, and it was one of our drivers. And they're like, yeah, he killed somebody on Sunday.
Oh.
And this was Wednesday at like 12 o'clock. And I said, no freaking way. Because he came in Monday, Tuesday, and then this was Wednesday now. And I said, well, he's going to be here at 2 o'clock. So they waited. They like called the local police department and had their SWAT team come out, and they were like surrounding our building, but they were totally hidden. You couldn't see them. And then the guy came in at 2 o'clock, and then they got him without incident. But isn't that crazy?
Yes,
that is crazy.
Yes,
it is. You don't have to justify.
Kill somebody and go to work the next day.
A lot of killers.
A lot of people.
I don't know. Crazy.
It's. I would have to think that it's a little bit more suspect if you don't show up for the next 3 days after you have.
Right. I think you got to try to stay normal. You know.
Suspect.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. But then he took like the bloody clothes and he took them in our truck and dumped them like in Longview, Washington, like super far away, and it was just crazy.
Do you know why he dumped them in Longview, Washington?
Why?
Because no one would ever be able to smell it.
Yeah, there you go.
How long did you work with the killer?
He worked for us probably 8 months, for about 8 months, and he was from Florida, so you know what they say about those people.
Well, not that homicidal.
Oh,
just crazy.
What do they say about those people in Florida?
What's that?
I said, what do they say about those people in Florida?
Well, they're just crazy.
Yeah.
And who did he murder?
What was the relationship to the person he murdered?
What was the relationship to the person? It was just random. You guys probably heard about it. It was in Seattle at some park there. And it was just, he asked, there are two girls and they needed a lighter. And he tried to give them a lighter for a cigarette. And they said no. And then he said some derogatory comment, which I'm not sure what it was. And then punched the girl and stabbed her and then went and got a hot dog and took off. Isn't that weird? So they were able to find him because he bought a hot dog.
Wait.
He bought a hot dog.
He punched or stabbed her and then bought a hot dog?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what hot dog would be the appropriate hot dog at that moment.
I don't know.
You get
a big old one, I'm sure. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. That's
you get a chili dog. What do you get there? Jeez.
I don't know. I mean, that's frightening.
This whole thing's taking a dark turn.
This is a
epic story about work.
I will say the hot dog was probably the lightest part of the entire story.
Exactly.
He's a murderer. He killed a woman. He did get a hot dog.
Can you believe he put ketchup on his hot dog? Who doesn't?
Yeah.
What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
That guy must have done something before.
He had to.
That's way too calm and collected.
Right. I think most people, if it's your first kill, I think you'd probably react a little different. Not like, ooh, my belly's rumbling. Have you ever worked with someone who you believe murdered anyone? We have dealt with someone who confessed to us that he may have murdered his wife, but he was a move. We weren't working with him.
Correct.
He simply showed up to move our stuff. But I don't know. We have, and look, radio, there's a lot of bad stereotypes about people that work in radio. And sadly, I know pretty much any stereotype you can name, we know the person who's done it. There's a few people who I even like, so I would not even say what their crimes were, but they're pretty awful things, man.
I don't think I've ever worked with someone that I really did think did something that horrible.
Yeah, not murder. There are a couple of kids in high school who I'm like, they're going to be murderers, and I'm pretty
confident. I mean, the worst
confident.
One, Thrill remembers, oh, God, it's such an awful story. But we used to work with a guy, we didn't work directly with him, but we ran, like, he did play-by-play.
Yeah, yeah.
For, like, indoor soccer and stuff. And
your dreams can come true.
Yeah, and he seemed like the
nicest guy in the
nicest,
world,
like, just vanilla, kind of plain, whatever guy. And then, yeah, it came out. He got caught in a sting, like meeting up with a fake 13-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. And Robin, you said at some point you may or may not have worked with a
didn't
murderer.
Didn't you work with a couple murderers?
You went to school with one.
Yeah, right?
we know you dated
one.
We know you dated one in high school.
Not date him. I know someone who really wanted to.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you know, yeah, okay.
So there was the guy from high school, but that's a whole nother story.
That's a terrible story.
And then there's a guy I worked with when I was working in the Keys, again, Florida.
You're proving Rochelle right. Okay.
Yep, it's fulfilling the prophecy. He essentially married a woman whose ex-husband disappeared.
Disappeared.
And he cornered me in my studio one day, closed the door behind him. I'm like, that's not like him. Typically a very friendly guy, just kind of seems like the guy that would live next door to you and let you borrow his ladder or whatever, right? Very friendly, probably 50-ish years old, and her ex-husband went missing, and he said, you know, you may hear some rumors, I just want to clear it up before any misinformation gets put out there.
I'm a killer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically, the story was he and his wife took out that ex-husband so that they could take the money that she would then collect, because they did have a kid together, and they dumped his body in the mangroves, and nobody ever really found him, but they planted a gun with him to make it look like he had done it himself.
He told you this.
I mean, that was what happened.
Okay.
He painted it as, you know, it's just a really unfortunate thing, and that he walked out into the mangroves with the weapon, and we just, you know, it's a very sad set of circumstances, but we passed the polygraph test, and he pushed that point at least 3 times in the conversation.
Wow, good for you.
It's a little suspect.
Yeah.
A little bit.
What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
Some comments are coming in. Someone is saying, we're talking about heinous crimes. Someone's like, yeah, like kidnapping, right? You're right. Look, I kidnapped someone. It was years ago. It was a mistake. It's all good. We didn't kill anyone. He was kidnapped, right? So, yes, my coworkers work with a kidnapper. But I only did it once. Am I a kidnapper if I've only done it once?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a kidnapper. And someone else says, whoa, how can Thrill just glaze over the fact that someone admitted to him that they killed their wife? Listen, man, it was when we first moved to Seattle, we shared an apartment. And then at some point, we all moved out of the apartment. And Miles and I hired the same moving company. Miles, I want to say you moved out 1 or 2 days before.
Day before.
And he, Miles calls me and says, listen, man, honest to God, I think one of the movers is a murderer. And I think Miles is just being Miles. I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's like, no, seriously. Like, the tone of his voice, it was just like, he's like, I'm telling you this. These guys are showing up tomorrow, whatever the hell it is for you, man. So the movers show up. The guy that owns the moving company, he's on the level. Typical mover. You know what I mean? Hey, just tell me what you need. The guy that he'd hired to work with him, unsolicited, he mentions that he's kind of in a bad place because his wife had died. And the police, as he explained this to me, were looking for the killer. I'm like, man, that's a terrible story. And he would grab something and go downstairs, come back up to grab another load. And every time he walked back into the apartment, he would offer more information on the story. But you have to remember, I'm not asking, and Miles has already tipped me off, that something isn't quite right with this guy, okay? So now I'm hearing a story, and I'm like, okay, Miles got this wrong. They're looking for the killer. The cops haven't found him. So as he talks about the fact the cops have been looking for about the last year, the words that came out of his mouth were, but the cops haven't found me yet. And then I'm not going to correct him. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And well, not only that, wait.
This is also a guy who, in my experience, and not that I had any of these items in particular, but he would be the guy who would drop a line like that and then pick up a baby grand piano with one hand and carry it up 4 flights of steps and put it where he wants.
So you're not going to say
so,
it.
So, like, you know what I mean?
But he kept revealing more information. And by toward the end of this move, man, I realized, like, this guy, I think he told me that he killed his wife He's like kind of confessing it, but kind of denying it. But the cops are looking for the killer, but he's pretty sure that he is the killer. Like, it's a very convoluted mess. And again, I'm trying not to ask a lot of questions. But as we've gotten to the point that he's told me, I'm now convinced that this man has probably killed his wife. He dropped a dresser I had, and it like broke on the corner. And said, like, oh, man, I'm sorry. It's broke your dresser. I'm like, that's cool, dude.
I don't even like that dresser.
Yeah, it's all good, bro.
He said something to me like, yeah, man. Well, I mean, it wasn't the greatest relationship or anything like that. But when we met, you know, we really liked each other. And then, you know, when we moved in, and no one ever talks back to me, okay?
Yeah, I mean, and then he disappears like, again, right? So, like, you don't know what to make of this.
You're
I'm messing with this guy. I think this guy is a freaking murderer. Right. And I think he just told me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, and I don't want to ask follow-up questions.
Don't, yeah.
What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys, and Robin.
Hola.
So my story is, it happened about me. I was working at the hospital parking cars. I had my head down, and I heard this voice. I was doing paperwork. I heard this voice ask how to get to the morgue. Well, I couldn't stop my mouth before my brain couldn't stop my mouth before I said, you have to die first. Well, come to find out, she was coming to identify a body.
Look, I'll give you credit. It's a funny line, but yeah,
she start crying or anything when you did this?
I don't know. I think she did. Luckily, my other coworkers shuffled her away and got her away from probably hitting room, you know, and keep me from getting hit. And then I just took off because I didn't want to hang around. I was embarrassed. And then a few days later, I was down in our office waiting to get copies of paperwork. And this lady walks in and the door opens. And everyone kind of gets this awkward look on their face. And I thought, oh, she looked familiar. Didn't think anything of it. Well, one of the supervisors says, can I help you, ma'am? And she goes, that is him, and points right at me. Then I realized who it was.
What is the repercussions for this?
Well, I turned to him and I said, I know what this is about. And he goes, did you ever apologize to her? I said, no, I never had the chance to. So I went back outside. He goes, now would be a good time. I went back outside, and I told her. I said, I heard what happened. I do not have any excuse for any of my actions. All I can think of is I've only had two other people ask that question, and they were workers. I said, once again, it's no excuse. And I just looked her straight in the face, and I apologized. And she shook my hand, said, thank you very much, and heard nothing.
Okay. Well, good. I mean, at least she accepted it.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what is your epic story about work? And here come those emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
guys, I had some notable things happen at work. Let's see. One of my employees stole all the money from the till once. I once got caught fooling around with my girlfriend while on the job by my boss. But the most epic work experience was epic because it was so fun. One of my first jobs was working at a, a pool amusement park type place.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
Where they have water slides and stuff like that. At the end of the summer, we got a company party that was, has never really compared to any in all my years. We got free reign of the entire park, doing things like jumping off of structures the customers were never allowed, riding the water slides in the pitch black, enjoying all the rides and attractions and midway games at no charge. They had just put in a roller coaster, and we got to ride it before the customers did. I must have rode that thing 60 times in a row. There was about 20 years ago, and no company party has ever compared. Hugs and kisses, guys. That from Jeremy. I was rigging, and my operator dropped a 50,000 pipe on my barley servivid. Had a guy on a... I was rigging, and my operator dropped a 50,000 pipe on my barley servivid. Had a guy on a ship stationed with me in the Navy. He was murdering people in Japan and Hong Kong ports, then in the Middle East. They started to figure out it was on military tours, and in Jebel Ali, they tracked him down. Guys, back when I was 18, I ran a warehouse for a seafood company. We kept killing his guide to quit parking, to quit parking his car where we put all the pallets that were getting ready to be shipped to Alaska. He kept parking his car in the same spot. This went on for 3 weeks or so. One Friday, I sure will take care of this guy. We got a load of pallets in, and we put them all around his car, blocking them in. The pallets were stacked about 8 feet high, completely surrounding his car when we went home for the weekend. Don't know how, if he got his car out of there, but he never parked it there again. And Ola, guys, not about me, but my wife. She used to work at a major bank, and her manager was a little bit weird. Guy murdered his wife a year prior. The guy was always weird. Everyone suspected that he did it. Well, sure as hell, he's now in prison for 18 years for doing it.
Wow.
Gentlemen of Wobbin, guys, my daughter Sophia is turning 8 years old today. She loves your show and makes me crank it up every day on the ride home. She loves you guys and sings along with a birthday song on the daily. So could she please get a little kid face sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Robert, her dad.
Fish challenge.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Hola, mi amigos and Wobbin. Today is my son Sebastian, pronounced Sebi or Seberoni. His ninth trip around the big ball of fire. I have recently introduced him to the show, and he always wonders why Thrill is so grumpy. So, can you get a Leroy Jenkins and all of you talking all over yourselves about Legos? Thanks, Bichola. Is that from JC? Guys, so today is my husband's birthday, Johnny G. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday on your show with a big old bong hit, a cut that bitch off next caller, and the dirty Germans talking about a sprinkler in the living room. Thanks so much, guys. That from Poppy G.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, the sprinkler in the living room will be me today as I lay on my back, pantsless.
Yeah, Johnny G, I haven't seen you do the sprinkler in the living room since that house party in 02.
Yeah, I'm going to find your Johnny G spot.
Here's a weird one. Guys, can I get a birthday shout out for my 31st rotation? Maybe some dirty Germans talking about Herbert the pervert dressed as a mosquito and stealing children. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I do not know much about this Herbert the pervert, but I like any animal that sucks.
Yeah, so it's a mosquito. It's such a nice animal.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle. I want to give a 36th birthday shout-out to my baby daddy, Saggy Dean. I am happy to have an awesome friendship with him, and he really is a great dad to our kids. So could I please get a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking him through officially being past his mid-30s? Thanks, guys. Love the show from Denise.
Yeah, now that you are past your mid-30s, it's time for you to start eating better. That is why I invite you to Mangia Me Disastro.
Yeah, this is Saggy Dean. I worry about your past your mid-30s. But don't worry, you can turn it around now. Just watch the beans.
Because they are saggy.
There's not much you can do about that.
Yeah, if he does a naked handstand, do they cover your eyes?
Guys in Wabin, I want to give my beautiful wife Brittany a big old bong rip, and the dirty Germans talking about Xena, warrior princess, and what I'm going to do to her tonight when she gets home. Thanks, guys. That's from Jordan.
Yeah, we know what you will try to do tonight, but you only know if you're successful if in the moment of passion, she makes the same sound as Xena, the warrior.
See, I always loved this warrior princess because she has bangs, but you know, one thing, leaves the outfit on.
Yeah, we like bangs. And hair, too.
What happened to Xena?
I don't know. She was a great warrior, then nothing. Poof. Yeah? Not even on Dancing with the Stars. That's where you go to watch your career die.
All of the show is wishing my husband, Carl, a happy birthday. We love listening to your show. You make us laugh endlessly. So how about an Obama drop the beat and a barbershop quartet fish sandwich? Keep on rocking. That from his loving wife, Nikki.
Drop the beat.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
It's amazing. Robin has never tripped up on that read once.
I know, not one time.
We mess it up all the time. A couple extra emails here. Hey, guys. Jennifer in Georgia here.
Hey, Jen.
About the chick who called in that had sex. Do you remember her? Was her name Brandy?
Oh, yeah.
What do we ask, like, what good thing has happened to you
lately? Yeah. Guys, I've been with my husband 14 years, married 11, and we have sex at least 3 times a week, but usually every day.
With each other.
The sex is amazing, and I want him as much as I did in the very beginning. I love you, Steve Stanley. You are my happily ever after. Love you guys. Your show rocks. I listen to you guys on Rock 105 out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, but live in Georgia. Thank you, Jim.
I responded in an email and said, have you ever had sex while listening to the show? I would imagine it's distracting. She commented that it is, in fact, very distracting.
Okay,
so we have been the soundtrack to her sex life.
All right.
Good stuff.
Ola Bacholas, I did not make this as far as what did you make from scratch, but our grandfather Lloyd, who passed away almost 5 years ago at age 95, made over 100 table nightstands for our family, friends, and others in their small town. In addition to that, he made wooden carts that I know of he didn't charge for any of these things. He also built his old lake home in the 40s and 50s and his home, which is still standing back in the 50s. He is the definition of the old American veteran. He did it all and lived his life to the fullest. Going to stop right there. Don't want to sad the message. Thanks, guys. That from Nina, who listens on WCMF in Rochester, New York. Couple more. What have you made from scratch? When I got engaged, this is a great story, too. This is amazing what this guy did. When I got engaged a few years back, I decided to put my machining skills to use, and I made a jewelry box and key to present the ring.
All right.
I made everything but the hinges. The box was made from Madrone wood and brass. When opened, there was a removable shelf. Under the shelf, I made several brass gears connected to an iris. When the key was used, it turned the gears and opened the iris, and the ring was inside.
Okay.
So that's pretty impressive. It's got like...
Yeah, that's very cool.
Like watch parts.
I mean, you make the rest of us look bad, but that is, in fact, very cool.
I mean, I spent well over 100 hours designing, machining, and assembling everything to perfection. The box itself cost about $500 in materials. The ring itself was over $8,000.
Damn.
I attached a video. Hopefully you can see it.
Did she say no?
We broke up 6 months later. She kept the box and the ring.
Damn!
Not from Jim.
Oh, man.
At least you got a nice box out of it. And an $8,000 ring, Jim. I mean, it wasn't like you were not nice.
That sucks, man.
There was some really nice stuff. Ola Bacholas wanted to extend a sincere thanks to Miles, well, mostly Wobbin, for the tip on Apple TV and The Morning Show. I had not subscribed yet because I already have too many streaming options, but you convinced me on yesterday's show to give it a shot, and holy Jennifer Aniston, I am hooked. Done. Reese Witherspoon is hands down equally as addicting, and I am only through one episode. Thank you guys for always making this brutal commute manageable. Don't know what I would do without all of your laughs.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less? Stephen Trujillo, you bring us three stories each and every week from the news.
I do.
All of these stories suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out which out of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, like you said, we have three contestants. We have, let's see, some correction officer trainees in West Virginia. They'll be competing against, I guess, a prison guard in Virginia. And then we have one of my own personal favorites, a blast from the past, Mr. George Zimmerman. But let's start in West Virginia, where you have some correction officer trainees. They've all been in the same class together. They're basic training class number 18. They're very proud of their accomplishments, so they took a group photo. And as people do, you make all kinds of stupid hand gestures when you take group gang signs and all the rest of this crap that people do. No duck lips, but a few hand gestures. But people got very upset about this. They said it seems very unbecoming, because certainly if you're training to be a corrections officer, you should not be doing hand gestures. The hand gestures in question, none of them were the standard gang signs or anything like that. Nope, each and every one of the gentlemen in this picture, I believe there are 37 of them, all 37 are giving the Hitler salute. That is correct. All 37.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. No, it's not. But now let's go to Virginia. And again, it kind of revolves around the prison world. In this case, an 8-year-old girl, she went to visit her father, who's in prison. She was there with the father's girlfriend. I don't know what he's in for. I don't know how long he's there. But the 8-year-old girl came to visit. And as it is, generally, the Virginia Department of Corrections staff, you know, you have to search people, make sure they're not bringing weapons or contraband, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they ran into trouble because the same 8-year-old girl was strip searched naked and searched by the Virginia Department of Corrections because they lied to her and led her to believe that refusal to comply with a strip search at 8 years old would result in her not being allowed to see her father. Now, state policy for such searches at the Buckingham Correctional Center in wherever the hell the name of the place is, that is something that happens on occasion, but never with children. In fact, the guy, the executive director of the Center of Juvenile and Criminal Justice says, quote, "It's generally regarded as the criminal justice field that you do not strip search young children. Most adults who work in the field of child welfare would know better. This is an act of child abuse." Anyway, I'm not sure what the punishment has been for the guard, but he has strip searched an 8-year-old girl who wanted to visit her dad. And now we have Mr. George Zimmerman. And as I say, unsatisfied with getting away with murder, George Zimmerman has now, let's say, reached out to the parents of Trayvon Martin. And you're probably thinking, okay, it's a dicey situation, but it might behoove you to reach out to him. But he reached out to them in the form of a lawsuit. That's right. According to a press release, his lawsuit alleges that Rachel Gentel, that's the prosecution's key witness during the 2013 trial, he's saying that she was an imposter and a fake witness. And then the suit also accuses this particular witness of defamation for remarks made in a recently published book called Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. Now, the defendants include Sabrina Fulton, that's Trayvon's mother. Also Trayvon's father. So essentially, he is suing the family of Trayvon Martin for $100 million because he thinks that they said bad things about him that don't define his character. This is what the lawsuit alleges, that essentially they made him look bad for killing their unarmed son. Well, he was armed with Skittles and 7-Up, or Sprite, one of the two. But he got away with murder. Now he's suing because his reputation's been tarnished based on the things that they said about him during the trial. So again, we have the correction officer trainees, 37 West Virginia correction officer trainees. They get their group picture taken. All of them give the Heil Hitler salute. We have the 8-year-old girl in Virginia who went to a prison to visit her father, and she was strip searched by the guards there. And then we have George Zimmerman, who's now going to sue Trayvon Martin's parents, as well as a few other people, because they made him look bad.
That's a tough one, Ted. As far as who sucks the least.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard.
You know,
Zimmerman sucks the most.
I would agree. I have some personal bias toward that, but certainly I feel like when you get away with murdering someone's child, you should just let it go at that point. And you know what?
When you do
murder someone's kid, and I'm just concerned for any potential murderers out there, the people that love the person you killed are always going to say really negative things about you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the fact that, like, he got away with it and he's still, like, at it and trying to be famous for murdering a teenager, right? So I just think he's the worst. Then I would say the strip search of an 8-year-old pretty bad. I'm guessing that's a pedophile or something.
And it was unnecessary. It's not, right. You know, you actually lied to this girl.
Plus, that kid's going to be traumatized for the rest of her life.
I saved that part of the article, but it goes into detail about that, but I'm not trying to bring the room down too much.
Right, so I'll say the prison guards who did the Nazi salute sucked the least.
Okay.
I agree.
Only because
I'm going
to
reverse.
It seems to be an acceptance of Nazi stuff these days. I mean, you can't even say you're anti-fascist without people getting all upset.
That's bad that you don't like fascists.
Trayvon Martin,
yeah, right?
Trayvon Martin's family has had to deal with the fact that George Zimmerman did what he did for a number of years. This is no excuse for him. I am just going to say that I think the person that sucks the most out of this is the prison guard who strip searched the 8-year-old girl. I think that that's going to affect her for the rest of her life.
It will.
She was there to see her dad. She's already not in a good situation.
Right, right.
Her mom is taking care of her, and she wants to see her dad, obviously. Probably doesn't understand the circumstances exactly of why he's there.
You keep a few things away from kids, sure.
You know, you want to go there and talk to him and see him. And what George Zimmerman is doing now is no different than who George Zimmerman is. I will say one thing. There's really something weird about people whose eyes are really close together.
Yeah.
They just
He's that guy.
Yeah, he is. He's just one of those guys. So,
or too far apart.
Either way, right. Mm-hmm. Something genetically went wrong. Doesn't give you an excuse to kill people, but you know.
And unfortunately, the West Virginia corrections officers, their job is to uphold the law, and they are being paid for by taxpayer dollars.
Their job is to...
They don't really uphold the law.
Like they're corrections not cops. They're correction officers. Right.
But their job is to basically make sure that, you know what I mean, that people who are incarcerated behave accordingly.
Yeah, correct. More or less. I mean, yes. In theory, yes. You're correct.
I just have a different experience. I'm just laughing from being locked up in Baltimore and somebody was smoking weed and the correction officers walked by and said, smell like somebody smoking weed. You know what I mean? Correction officer,
you maintain a certain amount of order, but you're not really... Look, most people agree. People say strip search worse, Nazi guys least, hands down the Hitler sign people suck the least, and then they add, that's a sentence I never thought I'd ever say.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think most people agree here.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like The Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, so coming up here in 4 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back once again head of everything that is Men's Room as far as our marketing and promotions team is concerned. And now... head of all of Intercom Promotions,
that
ladies
is correct.
And gentlemen, let's give it up for Brian Thorpe back in the studio.
Hello.
With the same enthusiasm as ever. This must be very exciting for you to be back in studio. We know you've been on the road doing gigs in New York City, in Miami, Florida, all across this great country of ours. And now you're back with us. Surely you got to be excited about that.
I'm very excited, Miles.
Yeah, we can tell.
I can tell. I'm just thrilled to be here.
What, things have been going well for you?
Things have been going fantastic.
Okay, I know
you can hear it in your voice.
You've been in charge of a lot of big shows and all that stuff, and you got promoted in the company. We'll talk to you about how we can do that later on.
I'll help you out.
But you're here for, once again, for a very special announcement. Is that correct?
That's why I come into the studio for announcements, as this one.
And we appreciate it because this is a big one, and we save it for you because you really bring that enthusiasm that we're all looking for on these big announcements we have.
And we all agree on that. Like, no one else can do this announcement except for Brian Thorpe. We need just that voice from the rooftops that comes raining down. You know? Mm-hmm.
That's affirmative.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, this is a project.
Point proven.
That you've been working on for years. This is something that you helped build, something that you helped curate. And we have made it now that we have three different men's room beers. We have Men's Room Original Red. Mm-hmm. We have Men's Room Gold, which is available all year round now. And we have Men's Room Black, which is a seasonal, delicious beverage. And all the proceeds of the portion go to the friends here at the local Fisher houses in the area. Brian Thorpe, what news do you bring us?
Men's Room Black.
What's up? That's what he calls me in the halls.
Is back.
There it is.
The Black is back.
Men's Room Black is back.
Just in time for the holidays.
Exactly, Miles.
Okay.
This Imperial Red is available in Washington, boasting its 8.9% ABV.
That's a beer that packs a punch.
It does. It's big, it's red, and it's delicious.
It says, Ola Bicholas, rock on and unleash your devilish side with this extremely limited edition Imperial Red Ale. It is big, it is dark, it is aromatic, and full of yummy Chinook and Cascade hops. Alcohol percent, 8.7 by volume. That's a hell of a beer.
8.7, yeah.
Contributed to my broken wrist years ago.
Yes, it did. So the Black is back. Also, as far as some of the locations are concerned, do us a favor. Shoot those to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com as far as our emails are concerned. Right now, Men's Room Black is available in six packs at Total Wine and More in Puyallup, in Silverdale, Federal Way, and Olympia. Also at Albertsons in Port Orchard, Lakewood, Gig Harbor. Our friends at Safeway in Lacey, Kent, Gig Harbor, and University Place are also carrying Men's Room Black. The Bonnie Lake Grocery has it as well. BevMo in Tequila. Brookside Grocer in Auburn. Also, the Chevron in Olympia.
All right, Chevron.
Ralph's Safeway in Olympia.
Ralph's.
The Safeway in Anacortes, Ted. If you're up there getting
lovely.
A muffin, stop in and get some Men's Room Black. The BevMo locations in Issaquah. And in Silverdale, Lake Sawyer Grocery in Black Diamond, Dan's Belltown Grocery.
Oh, nice.
There you go. 7-Eleven in Puyallup, the Rosario Market in Anacortes, and the Loggers Inn in Salton. Some of the locations that you can pick
and
up.
And thank you guys for carrying that, man. Honest to God. Thank you very much.
And thank you, just so you know, a portion of the net proceeds of all the Men's Room Black, of the red and the gold, go to our friends locally here at the Fisher House. So anytime you enjoy one of the Elysian products that has anything to do with the Men's Room, you're doing a great job with our charity. So we really appreciate that, too. Brian, thank you so much for
bringing that enthusiasm,
bringing
man.
The heat, bringing the thunder. And
anytime.
By the way, if you do not have the Men's Room app, get that now. There's a Men's Room Original Red and Men's Room Beer Finder on there. So if you're looking for some local locations where you can pick up the Black, just get our app now. It is the Men's Room app. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate it so much. Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 21-year-old Michael Kosinovich of Queens, New York. Now, over the weekend, Michael was at a used car dealership when a 2002 Lexus caught his eye. The car owner inadvertently started the car's remote ignition. The car was not in park. It lurched forward and ends up pinning this guy between that car and another car that's on the lot. Now, the good news is witnesses were able to pull the running car off of him. But then it rolled forward again and pinned him a second time, which made his injuries worse. He didn't make it.
You're kidding me.
No. He had a massive leg and torso injury, but he couldn't be saved. Oh, yeah. It was a bad day to go car shopping. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Hey.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Don't laugh. It's not funny, man.
Let's get a contestant in line for profile this. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.